I'm about to lead you through a brief visualization on mothering. So let's begin with three ishes and an om. As the sound of the om fades away, allow yourself to feel your spiritual self in your body. This aspect of you is your wise, loving essence, which has no patterns. Your spiritual self is your source of kindness, nurturing, and ever-replenishing love. You may notice your posture shift as you take on the shape of this aspect of you. And from this place of spirit embodied, allow yourself to reflect on the sacred honor of being a mother, of being spiritually assigned to a child or children in this lifetime. Feel the blessing of this union, the bond of mother and child. Feel the magnitude of this role, the role of being a mother. The responsibility of raising another being or beings, all the guiding you do, the caring, the teaching, the tracking, the love. Let yourself really feel into this amazing role that you possess, the role of mother, of mommy, mama, mom. Your wise spiritual self understands how challenging the journey of being a mother can be, how the process of raising a child or children inevitably has bumps, missteps, rocky passages. And your spiritual self accepts this, accepts that to be a human is to have patterns as well as a magnificent spirit. Your spiritual self understands your journey as a mother and has compassion for whatever pain you've experienced, the guilt, the frustration, resentment, the overwhelm, maybe even hurt feelings you felt as a mother. And your spiritual self forgives you. Your spiritual self possesses deep self-compassion, deep self-forgiveness. Knowing that it's an inevitable part of being human to be imperfect, and an inevitable part of motherhood to do it imperfectly. From this place of spirit embodied, allow yourself to acknowledge moments as a mother when you may have been reactive or triggered, situations when you acted out of your patterns instead of from your mature, wise, spiritual self. And as you reflect on this, gently place your hands on your heart center, feeling the presence of your own hands on your heart center, breathing as if your breath is coming in and going out of your heart center. And let these cleansing breaths comfort and soothe you. And as you breathe, remind yourself in this moment that the human condition is not about being perfect. It's impossible to parent perfectly. We have patterns we learn from our parents, patterns we pass on to our children. This is what it is to be human. Let yourself sink into the acceptance of your humanity. Breathing in the humility, the self-forgiveness, the self-compassion. The Hoffman process teaches us to forgive and remember, not forgive and forget. Because it's through our consciousness, our honest self-reflection and awareness, as well as our self-compassion and self-forgiveness, that we make change, that we grow in our human journey. So now, with your hands still on your heart, Allow yourself to get an image of your child's spiritual self, or if you have more than one child, the spiritual selves of your children. And see that your child or children have patterns as well as the infinite light of their spirit. And as you breathe, become aware of the spiritual union of your spiritual self and the spiritual self of your child or children. Noticing how harmonious your spiritual selves are, how connected in the light. Your spiritual selves have come together in this lifetime to learn lessons of love. And your spiritual selves understand that these lessons come in joyous, awe-inspiring times, as well as painful and challenging ones. Again, breathe into this acceptance. Accepting that the process of children moving from dependence to independence inevitably involves connection and separation, moments and times of both. Keeping your hands on your heart, allow yourself now to tap into gratitude. To experience gratitude for your child or children. Gratitude for certain qualities of their character that you cherish. Certain moments together you enjoyed or relished. And allow yourself to acknowledge what you appreciate about yourself. Yourself as a mother, naming for yourself these qualities of yours that you appreciate. And become aware again of your breath coming in and out effortlessly. Your spiritual self and body breathing in unison. And as you focus on your spiritual self now, allow yourself to receive a message from your spiritual self about your mothering. This message for you might come in words or an image, or perhaps just a felt sense. Take whatever comes, this message from your spiritual self for you as a mom. Now take another deep cleansing breath, and with your hands on your heart, gently allow your eyes to open. You may want to take some notes on any new awareness that came to you, any insights about self-compassion or self-forgiveness related to being a mom, or maybe you want to write down the message from your spiritual self.